Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today for Penn State football, it's the first step to a new season. Media Day. Steve will have full coverage of Media Day here on the Steve Jones Show, including interviews with a player from every position, Coach Bill O'Brien as well. So if you're a Penn State fan, you're in the right location. The Steve Jones Show. Steve will be in the Sunbury Motors studio with all those interviews shortly. Sunbury Motors studio, sponsored by Sunbury Motors, routes 11 and 15 for the Kia dealership, North 4th Street Plaza in Sunbury for Sunbury Motors, a big dealership there. Lenape Solar Hotline as well is wide open, taking your questions, 1-800-795-9565. We'll also do that via our webpage. Actually, more like email, stevejones at wkok.com. That's the way you can reach Steve via email. Facebook is available, too. You can post on Facebook. That's the Steve Jones Show on our Facebook. And don't forget to visit us online, too, stevejonesshow.com. And there you're going to find a lot of great things, including our latest poll question, plus podcasts of the program as well. So if you miss any of the interviews from today, you can definitely get it later on tonight with the podcast of the Steve on the back of the jerseys. So if you want to talk about that, we can discuss that as well. Going on as we speak, the United States and Japan, a rematch of the final from a year ago, now for the gold medal, and the United States now in the 21st minute, leading by a score of 1-0 after that very exciting win over Canada a couple of days ago in the 125th minute. It has been a very busy day for you.
It's been a busy day for me, and now we're going to get to the part that people want to hear about. The Olympic gold medal game in women's soccer actually is very interesting. It really is. They've scored, 14 goals in the tournament? And Japan has scored 6, I believe.
Really? Is it that big of a difference? I did not look at it, and I wasn't sure. Yeah. But I didn't realize it was that big of a difference.
It is that big a difference. No, we're the scoring machine. U.S. is a scoring machine when it comes to women's soccer. All right, let's get things rolling here. We're going to be a lot of Kevin and me stepping aside here for a while. What we'll do is this. We're going to break this up into two parts with Bill O'Brien today at his press conference. And then in the second hour of the show, we're going to hear from Pete Massaro, Sam Ficken, the kicker, Sean Stanley, the defensive end, Stephon Morris, Jesse Della Valle, who's moving up a corner by the day, defensive coordinator Ted Roof, Matt McGloin, Paul Jones. We're going to hear from Alex Kenny. Try and see if we can work in Donovan Smith at some point as well. We have a lot to get to here in the 2 hours. It was media day today, and we have a lot to talk about and get to. And because we do, we're just going to move this way. Kevin can sit back, and he can really, really enjoy the Olympics while the rest of us enjoy Penn State football. Correct?
Well, you know, it will start soon. You know, football season will start probably when the closing ceremonies happen for me.
Yeah, 23 days. Here we go. the Eagles play the Steelers tonight, by the way. All right, Bill O'Brien, earlier today, his press conference at Beaver Stadium.
Todd, can you grab your microphone?
There we go. Oh, it's about set to go here as Bill steps to the podium here and get rolling with the head football coach of the Nittany Lions. We want to play as much of this during this hour as we can. That way you get a real feel from him as to everything.
All right, we ready?
I think Jeff has to make some sort of dramatic introduction here. And then after Jeff's dramatic introduction, because Kevin right now is totally immersed at the moment in women's soccer play-by-play at the Olympics.
Still 1-0.
Okay, welcome to Penn State Football Media Day. We'll start with questions for Coach O'Brien. Please raise your hand, and we'll bring a microphone to you.
Coach, just considering everything that's happened the last couple of weeks, how's the morale, the mood of the team been these first few days of practice?
The morale's been excellent. The first day, we got them up early. We got them up at 5:15. These kids were ready to go. They showed up early for practice that day. And has everything been pretty at practice? No. But there's been a lot of hard work, a lot of guys out there that really care about each other, care about playing for Penn State, care about going to school here, and the morale's been excellent. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bill. Could you describe the uncertainty that you felt during the final days before the start of campus? Kids were making their decision, and how confident are you that the guys you have now are going to be with you throughout the season?
I try not to live in the world of uncertainty, Joe. I just I try to take it day by day, situation by situation. I felt very good about our staff and our relationship with our players. I definitely felt like there was a trust there. I knew that there would probably be some guys that left, and I respect those decisions. Those guys made those decisions individually and with their families. And I'm confident that the football team that we have here today is going to stick together.
Bill, after the sanctions were announced, you said you had a plan. You had a plan to move forward in terms of dealing with the scholarship restrictions and the other limitations. Can you tell us any more details about that plan, and have you implemented any of that?
No, I'm not getting into the details of that plan. That's between myself, my staff, and our athletic department. I will tell you, though, that there is a plan. It involves a lot of different areas, and yes, the plan has already taken place. But that's my business, and that's the business of the football team and the football staff and the athletic department here. That's not anybody else's business right now.
Coach, go over here. Right over on this side. Other side. How you doing, Coach? The team seems so close from the outside and the coaches. Can you talk about how you formed your bond with them and give us some insight as to just how close this team really is, you know, practice and that?
Strong relationships are built on trust and honesty and telling the truth. That's where relationships begin, and that's how you strengthen relationships, because you stay true to that principle. And those principles. And so these kids, these are fantastic kids. We've got guys that are great students. We've got guys here that love to play football. We've got guys here that have a passion for playing for Penn State. We have guys that understand why we're in the position that we're in, and they're going to help. They're going to help guide us through the next few years, no question about that. And I just, every day you go to work as a head coach, or I can speak for my staff here, we just really enjoy coaching these guys every single day.
Bill, following up on that, can you compare the unity on this team and the effect of the last few months, how that's affected the unity and how that might be able to translate to the field?
Time will tell. Time will tell, Neil. I think that at the end of the day, you know, football is about good execution, playing together as a team, trying to play through the ups and downs in every single game. Don't turn it over. Play good on special teams. Play good on defense. I told the team last night, I said, look, the toughness of our football team will be determined in three ways. It'll be the ability to stop the run, it'll be the ability to run the ball, and it'll be our coverage teams, our kickoff cover, our punt cover, our ability to get down there and make the tackle, create turnovers. So unity will have a lot to do with that, but at the end of the day, we've got to go out there and execute and play good football.
Coach, over the last 2 weeks, if you could ballpark, like, how much of your time was spent trying to keep the roster together, and specifically, what did you do, what did that process include to try and keep these guys on the team?
Again, it was There were a lot of team meetings. There were a lot of individual conversations that I had with individual players. Those two things I'll keep between myself and my team and those individual players. But again, the common phrases are unity, one team, sticking together, commitment, education, 108,000, TV, great weight room, chance to develop as a player. So these were things that we spoke to the team quite a bit about.
Bill, compared to where you guys were in the spring, I guess, what are your observations, a few practices in now, with how these guys are kind of grasping your offense, I mean, having the playbook all summer?
We had a nice, we had a good staff meeting this morning, and we talked about the fact that these guys are much farther ahead than they were at the end of spring practice, just with the terminology and understanding what we're trying to do. I would say that the defense is a little bit ahead of the offense right now, but that's usually the case in training camp, unless Tom Brady's your quarterback. So we make strides every day offensively, and I think there's flashes where we can be a very consistent offense, but we got to really continue to work the kinks out every single day.
Yeah, Coach O'Brien, could you speak to the leadership on this team? Related to some earlier answers you gave, but it would seem with the players that have come forward publicly and so forth, it wouldn't seem to be a concern of yours.
We have a really strong senior class. That's where it starts. And you can't say enough about our seniors. Hodges, Mowdy, Hill, Zordich, McGloin, Stankiewicz, Farrell. You cannot say enough about our senior leadership. But then we also have a group of young players, younger players, that, you know, guys that aren't seniors, that I think are really good football players that are also a part of that leadership group. Billy Belton, Adrian Amos, one senior I didn't mention, I should mention in the secondary, two of them are Stephon Morris and Malcolm Willis. But getting back to that younger group, you know, you got those guys, Donovan Smith, Kyle Carter. You've got good freshman leaders that you can see already in our freshman class. So we've got leaders all the way through the football team, and I think that says a lot about those kids, and we're letting them lead. And that's been good. So it's a strong senior class, but then it trickles down throughout the team.
Bill, you've had a crazy couple weeks with the sanctions being handed down, players leaving. You open the season in a couple of weeks. What kind of product do you think will be on the field? I mean, how do you feel pretty confident about your team and the level of play people will see?
We expect to go out there every single game and put a good product on the field. We expect to go out there every single game and be prepared. We expect to go out there every single game and do our best and play extremely hard. We expect to go out there with the mindset and every single – that's the way it's always going to be here. As long as I'm the head coach here, there's it's not going to be any different theme and or themes. And so that's what we expect to do. These kids practice hard. They put a lot of time in, and we'll show up on September 1st.
Coach, emotionally, are you taking kind of an us-against-the-world approach?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, emotionally, the team has gone through a lot with the sanctions. Are right. You taking that kind of us against the world approach, a chip on your shoulder?
You know, I think we've got to be very, very mindful of that. In the competitive arena, when we go out and play games, I can see where that may come into play a little bit, just the emotional part of the game and guys going out there, just like with any football team. You have to play the sport of football with somewhat of a chip on your shoulder. But at the end of the day, these kids, they understand why we're in this position. So instead of saying it's us against them, it's more about let's go out and play good football, and let's think about the fact that maybe this is a little bit about more than football, that this is about helping a community. This is about bringing more awareness, much more awareness to child abuse. This is about making sure that we help lead this university, just a part of it, not lead it, but just be a part of leading this university through the next 3 or 4 years that, you know, will be a challenge, but that's what life's about. So, yeah, when we play football, just like the teams that we're playing, we'll have a chip on our shoulder, just like every football team should. But at the end of the day, it's not us against the world. It's about Penn State, these kids caring about their education, these kids caring about the fact that they have a chance to go out there and do something pretty special in a lot of different ways.
Coach, how much progress have you seen from Matt McGloin since the spring, and what's his grasp of the new offense at this point?
Yeah, I feel good about Matt. He's definitely made a ton of progress. This is a guy that's, the more you're around him, the more you just really enjoy coaching him. And I would say the same about all four of these guys, Paul Jones, Shane McGregor, and Stephen Bench. These are good guys to be around. But Matt specifically is competitive. He's smart. He's understanding defenses better. He's understanding what formation, what play we're in, and what are the best plays to run versus the defense that he sees. So I've seen a lot of progress with Matt, and it's been a lot of fun watching it.
Bill, the team has decided to put the names on the uniforms. I'm wondering, as you go forward, how do you strike a balance between keeping things that have been traditions here for a long time and maybe looking to turn a new page in some areas?
I'm very respectful of the traditions here, very respectful. But it's a new era of Penn State football in many ways. And the fact that these kids that are, and they understand that these are the kids that in many ways that are going to end five-foot kind of. And then he showed us he has really unique ability to be able to balance, put his hand on the ground and balance himself and spin. He's done a much better job, knock on wood, in the first 3 days of ball security. He's really good hands out of the backfield. So I feel very good about Billy. I think he's grown up in the last 6 or 7 months. I think Charles London's done a heck of a job coaching him. And can he carry the ball 20 to 25 times a game? I think he can because of Fitzy's program. Fitzy's got him ready to go to be able to take the pounding in the Big Ten. But we've also got other backs that we think are going to be able to help us too, with Derek Day. Dukes has shown some good things early in preseason camp. And then Akil Lynch, this freshman, you know, I think is going to be a decent player. So we got a lot of guys back there.
All right, we'll take a pause with Bill O'Brien. That is because today's show is being brought to you by, and he did send a great message to us on Facebook, Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the phone line powered by Lenape Solar. Go to LenapeSolar.com. News at the bottom of the hour. More Bill O'Brien next half hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There has never been a better time to buy a new vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln.
Why?
Because we had a record month in July. And here's why we sold more of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America.
Selection.
You want them, we got them.
Looking for savings?
How about saving at the pump? Hyundai has the most cars getting over 40 in MPG.
Worried about financing?
With rates as low as 0%, you save big time.
And you want price?
Well, hold on to your hat. How about the 2012 Elantra, the North American Car of the Year, marked down to $18,985? Or the Red Hot 2012 Sonata, lowered to $19,996? Or maybe the sleek, sporty Veloster, also under 20 grand. And don't forget the full line of Lincolns, with discounts as high as $6,500. And with an additional set of tires with any new vehicle, we're making American luxury affordable at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Business owners, listen up.
Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar. Your approved PPL ePower Trade Ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable. And we do all the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PPL customers pays you upfront for up to 75% of your project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show being brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. From the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, our phone line, as always, at 1-800-795-9565, is powered by Lenape Solar. Visit them at lenapesolar.com. Kevin, now with an Olympic update.
It is still 1-0, the United States leading Japan at halftime. And in the gold medal final for water polo, it is Spain leading in the first, 1-0.
So there you go. We'll get another Olympic update coming up in a half an hour. Now we go back to Bill O'Brien's press conference earlier today at Penn State Football Media Day.
Bill, what's the status of your special teams right now, and how challenging is it going to be to get the right guys out there considering some of the injuries and some of the guys that left?
Sure. Special teams, I feel really, really pretty good about. I know, you know, kicking-wise, we've got some things we're working through there. That's specifically at punter. We've got Butterworth and Marcinson that are battling it out there. And both those guys have shown flashes of being able to be good punters. And then we've got the place kicker, Sam Ficken, who so far in practice has kicked the ball consistently and done a good job there. So as far as the people around them, the coverage teams, the return teams, I feel good about these guys that are in those roles, accepting those roles. We got some starters doing some things there. But I think we spend a lot of time on it, Guy. I mean, we spend three periods a day on it. We meet on it every day. So I would expect us to go out there and be a solid special teams football team.
Bill, could you assess the wideouts and the two or three guys, if you can at this point, who might be able to stretch the field out for you and keep from facing nine in the box all the time?
Yeah, we feel good about the wide receivers. You know, again, it goes back to, you know, with all due respect to everybody in here, and I do, I have a ton of respect for you guys, but nobody's in that building. Nobody sees what we see. And, you know, specifically with that position, we've got Shawnee Kersey, Allen Robinson. I mean, these guys are 6'3". They both can run. They can jump. They've got great hands. They're good competitors. They're tough. We've got slot receivers, Alex Kenny. We've got Evan Lewis, who's had a good camp so far, both those guys. So we feel good. Matt Zanellato yesterday had a decent practice, one of his better practices. And Christian Kuntz has done some really good things early on in training camp. So these guys are going to go out, and they're going to battle, and they're going to show up. And I got a pretty good idea that they're going to make some plays.
Bill, given everything that's transpired since you've taken the job, especially in the last few weeks, can you speak to how much different succeeding Joe Paterno has been than you could have ever imagined?
I don't even think about that, Kevin. I don't think about succeeding anyone. I just try to come to work every single day with a great staff and a great group of kids and take it day to day and work extremely hard, keep things in perspective, understanding that this is about educating young men. This is about doing the best job you can to teach them how to play football your way. This is about a great university with 600,000 alums, We had a Letterman show up last week. 450 Lettermen showed up. This is a special place. Now, we all have to come together and realize why we're in the position we're in. We have to. We got to stop arguing about it. We got to move forward. But at the end of the day, I don't think about anything other than today, like getting through as fast as we can this media day so we can get back to start meeting again, so we can have a great practice and then try to get back in a routine. So you guys upset our routine with this, you know? So those are the things I think about.
Bill, you briefly touched on Craig Fitzgerald and how he's helped Bill Belton a little bit. I guess in the past, what Penn State did in terms of how they approached strength and conditioning programs was a little different. How have you seen guys kind of buy into what Craig's offered?
Boy, I've turned Fitzy into a rock star. I was busting his chops about that the other day, but he's got a unique ability he's got great knowledge of strength training, Olympic lifting, conditioning, speed and quickness, how to get that improved. And then he's got that ability to really coach the guys and challenge them and coach them hard, but teach them. And, you know, when they're done working out, you see like 10 of them in his office, you know, talking to him about things other than weightlifting and speed, and, you know, because that's the type of guy he is. And he and I are great friends. And he's meant a lot to this program, and he'll mean a lot to this program for hopefully for a long time.
Scott? Yeah, Bill, you've preached the message several times about the need to accept what's happened and to move forward. Does the fact that several groups are trying to appeal these sanctions, does that hinder what you're trying to do? Does that distract from what you're trying to do? Can you sort of speak to that?
I respect everybody's individual decision to do what they have to do, what they think is right. That's their individual opinion or their group's opinion, and I respect that. I would never step into the middle of that. That's not what I want to do. I'm here to be the football coach, but I've got to make sure that our football team does a great job of coming together, playing as good a football as they can play, and then involving themselves in the community in many ways, because we've got to move forward. We can't keep, you know, I always talk about this meeting can't be a review of the last meeting. We have to accomplish what we did in the last meeting, implement those ideas, and then we got to move on to the next meeting. We got to get going that way forward. So that's my goal with this football team, and hopefully that helps the university.
Coach, how important is winning to you, and do wins and losses mean more this year or less this year than they usually do?
Winning, I mean, I respect the question, but winning is hugely important. Now, will we win at all costs here? No, that's not what I'm saying. Every time you step into a drill, every time you step onto a practice field in a competitive situation, every time you step on this field, your goal is to win. We have a saying, we will never accept losing at Penn State. Now, does that mean we're going to win every game? No, but we've got to learn from the loss and come out a better team the next week. But we're going to go out there and try to win every single week.
Ben? Yeah, when you came into the job, did you have any notions about how you wanted to use freshmen, and have the events of the last month changed that?
No, the events of the last month haven't changed that. I want to play the best players. So I knew that when these guys would come into training camp, if they went out on the field and knew their assignments and produced and, you know, did a really good job of taking the coaching and showed us that they could help us, that they were going to play. The events of the last few weeks, whatever, they haven't changed that mindset at all. Not at all.
Coach, you talked about moving forward several times. In light of some of the restrictions, the sanctions that will be coming up in the next few years, how important is it to set a tone this year with the performance on the field and off the field as well?
It's important to set a tone every day. It's not year to year. It's important to come in there every single day you go into a meeting, whether you're a head coach, a coordinator, or a position coach, and set the tone for that day. So that's my job. My job is to make sure every single day that I do the best I can to prepare the football team for that day, which hopefully leads to that week, that game, that year. And so that's basically the mindset that I take.
Coach, is there a phase of your team right now that concerns you more than another, an area, an aspect? And secondly, can you comment, too, on what the losses have meant to your team from overall depth perspective?
There's no area that, you know, that keeps me up at night. I try to get 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night. So there's no area that really I sit there and, you know, worry about. I do think in the secondary that we've got some depth issues there, which we had going into the season, so, or before the NCAA sanction. So, you know, I do worry about just making sure that we're keeping a good tab on our team and making sure that they, we're not overworking them, getting them ready to play, but making sure that we do a good job of keeping them healthy. And we've got some hamstrings right now, but other than that, we're doing okay in that regard. So there's no one area that really concerns me. As far as the losses, you know, again, we've had some guys transfer. Those are their individual decisions, and the next man up in our team. Next guy steps up. Next guy's ready to go. It's your chance to shine. That's why you're here. Some of those guys, that's why you're on scholarship. Let's get going. That's like, you know, in pro football, isn't it the same as if a guy came into the season and was injured and couldn't play the rest of the season? Can't that happen at a moment's notice in football? Yes. So these guys need to step up and be ready to play.
Bill, how closely is what you're doing in this training camp to maybe what you did at the NFL level, and what are some of the constrictions that prevent you from doing some of the things that maybe you were able to do with the Patriots?
The one thing that's good about the NCAA as it relates to preseason is you only have one practice a day for the first five days here. So that's good because you get a lot of meeting time, and then you get walkthrough time, and then you're able to go out there and practice. So we do form our practice schedule pretty similar to what we did in New England. But at the end of the day, we can have a fairly long practice during these one-a-days and still keep guys healthy. There's a lot of individual period, which is similar to pro football early on in training camp. And we really won't have two-a-days. You know, we'll just go out there once a day, practice hard, and then maybe that night practice will be more of a walkthrough, things like that. And that's kind of how it is in pro football. You know, after the CBA came out, there's really – not a ton of two-a-days in pro football anymore. You know, it's a hard practice than a walk, more of a lighter practice. So that's kind of the model that we're following.
Bill, the underlying attitude of everything around here for 9 months has been necessarily grim and dour, or at best kind of resolute. You know, no, but a team I'm thinking can't work that way all the time. Have you gotten to any point where there's a little bit of levity in a few moments?
No question.
That we don't see.
No, Dave, I'm telling you, we've had a fun camp. We're very positive. We like to laugh. You know, if you've been around our staff a lot, there's a lot of chop busting going on, and it's the same thing with the players. You know, the players have respect for us, but, you know, it's football. We have fun. We compete. And at the same time, as it relates to everything that's gone on around here, you know, we're very, very mindful of what happened here. But it's time to, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, it's time to stop the dour attitude. It's time to think about ways to help us through this. It's time to start to understand that we've got to move the university, the athletic department, and the football team forward. Now, does that mean we're going to go on a 36-game winning streak? I don't know. We're going to go out there every single day and try to compete and try to win and do the best we can. But we've got to be positive about this university. We've got to be positive about this athletic program. We got 31 head coaches here, some of the best coaches I've been around. And we got to be positive about the football program. And like I said a couple weeks ago, people need to jump on board and keep supporting us and all the things that we're going to do, playing football, community, involvement, going to school, all the things that these kids are going to be involved in.
Bill, Dakota Royer announced yesterday that he was leaving the team but staying in school due to circumstances beyond his control, was what he said in his statement. Can you shed any light on that? And also, is he costing you a scholarship? I mean, is he still on scholarship?
You'd have to ask him about circumstances that were – you'd have to ask him. He just – I respect Dakota. I think he's a great kid. He's just decided not to play football anymore. I'll keep the conversation between he and I. That's the rule. That's the NCAA rule. They're allowed to stay on scholarship and not play. So that's the rule.
Bill, you mentioned Akil Lynch as one of the true freshmen that will step up. Any others stepping up that you might be relied on, especially in the defensive backfield?
So let's just talk about the freshman class as a whole. This is a class that we've been very impressed with. It's an athletic class. It's a smart class, you know, football-wise so far. We've seen these guys come in there and pick things up that we were, you know, kind of taken aback, saying, whoa, these guys are picking this up pretty decently. In the secondary, I've seen Daquan Davis. I think he's a good communicator. I think he's a tough kid. I think he's got good quickness. I've enjoyed watching him play. I think we've got Jordan Lucas back there, who's an athletic guy that can play corner or safety. I think I've been very happy with him. And then Jake Riley, we're playing at safety, and he's picking it up. Over on the offensive side of the ball, I've seen really good things from Geno Lewis, the receiver. I've seen good things from Trevor Williams. I've seen good things from Brent Wilkerson. And our two offensive linemen, Anthony Stenko and Wendy Laurent, have shown some good things. So I've been happy with the class. Like I said, Akil's has shown flashes of being able to help us. Now, that doesn't mean when they get over here that you guys are allowed to talk to them. You stay away from those freshmen. Just talk to those older guys. But these guys are gonna help us.
Yes. Coach, what's the status with Jordan Kerner's off-field issues? What's his status? Is he suspended? What's the status of Jordan Kerner?
Jordan Kerner? Yeah, he's medical. He was medicaled. That's not a discipline issue at all. He was medicaled with various number of injuries.
No, Jordan Kerner from Fairview. Okay.
Yeah, Jordan Kerner.
He has a summary trial coming up.
Right. Yeah, that's not something for me to comment on right now. I'm just talking about his medical issues with us.
So he's still on scholarship.
He's still on scholarship.
Okay.
Yep.
And he's not suspended?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, all the way back here. All the way in the corner. Hi. How would you say the team's cohesiveness has been after losing a few of your starting players and a few other players in the first couple days of practice?
Did you just get here?
No.
I feel good about our cohesiveness. I think we've come together as a team very well. These guys have, there's a lot of camaraderie. These guys are working hard. There's unity, and I feel really good about where they're at right now.
Bill, you kept talking about how you couldn't wait to coach. How much have these past few days been maybe a little bit of a return to the norm for you compared to everything that's happened?
Yeah, it was great to get out there on the field and coach and get back to really what you love to do, and that's to teach and to compete and to communicate with your players on the football field. So it's been really a lot of fun to get back there back out there on the field.
Bill in the back here. Bill, you mean just follow up to what Corey just asked? September 1st is still your first game as a head coach in college football. With everything that's been going on, how has that affected your nerves, say, leading up to what will be your first game as a head coach?
I mean, do I look nervous? I don't know. I'm, I keep things in perspective. I try to prepare the team every single day, and I'm looking forward to the first game, but I'm thinking about today's practice. And, of course, when I'm sitting in that locker room before we go out for the first game, of course I'll have butterflies. That's what a competitor has. But it's my job to focus on the football team and the situation in the game and call the plays and do a great job with the football team. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
But I guess guess, how do you feel different as a head coach today in August as you did when you were introduced in January?
Sure, I feel a lot more confident in my knowledge of our team, knowing our players and knowing what type of team we may have. I feel a lot more confident in that just from being here, you know, and getting to know these kids. I feel really good about our staff working with these guys. We've got good chemistry on the staff. These guys are working really hard workers and good communicators. So, you know, I feel really good about that. I definitely just feel better about where I am now than where I was 7 months ago, just from knowledge.
Bill, you touched on this a little bit already, but can you talk about how much progress the offense has made overall in grasping the playbook and how much progress they made in the offseason about in grasping it?
Right. I think they've made a lot of progress. You know, time will tell when we get out there for a first scrimmage and things like that, but I think they've made a lot of progress. You know, we're not allowed to work with them in the offseason that much at all, really, you know, especially in the summertime. So they had to do a lot of things on their own, and I think that really helped them. Matty McGloin got those guys together, and they would do some things on their own, which was really, really good, and I think that helped them a lot. And you can see where just there's been progress with knowledge. Now we've got to make a lot of progress in execution because that's kind of up and down right now.
All right, that is Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien at his press conference today. We'll close out with that after the top of the hour. And then after that, we'll have Tet Roof and several players in the second hour to give you a full and complete feel for Media Day. Update on the Olympics. We go to the Olympic desk and Kevin Herr.
Late in the second, the U.S. with a 3 unanswered goal lead now, 5-2 in water polo over the Spaniards in the gold medal women's match, and it's still 1-0 now in the second half, the United States leading Japan in soccer.
Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at REWfinancial.com. Lenape Solar sponsors the hotline. Go to LenapeSolar.com. And, of course, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. News at the top of the hour. Then we close out with Bill O'Brien and move to defensive coordinator Tet Roof, all in the next hour on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.